The best typeface ever designed.
Type radio.
Good morning, listeners. On this delightful morning, I bring you the latest in everyday life news. You probably already have an idea of what I'm referring to when I say it refers to the popular Times newspaper. For the first time today, fresh off the printing press, the Times New Roman type was used. Commissioned by Britain's beloved Stanley Morrison, typographer and graphic designer, it was designed in association with Victor Ladent. The Times New Roman's beautiful serifs and tall X height allow the reader to easily scan through the newspaper. Its balance between the tall X height and its short ascenders and descenders make it one of the most legible types that mankind has ever seen. Morrison felt it was his duty to create a type that would use a lot less space, and this led the type to consume a staggeringly low amount of ink compared to previous designs. He took references from the Plantin typeface, and I'm sure that this isn't the last we will see of the Times New Roman. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm on my way to have a nice cup of tea and enjoy the Times experience. Have a nice day and join us next time on Good Morning Britain.
The best typeface ever designed.
Type radio.
Let me tell you about one of my favorites. It's called Big Caslon. I mean, look at how Matthew Carr revisited his old love. Look at the aperture. Ready to receive, but not asking for it.
Oh, for real?
Now look at those ascenders and descenders. Short, but size doesn't matter. And the arms extend firmly with strongly differing. The stroke gives the body quite some contrast. The hairline is way thinner than the original. So sophisticated. Strong enough to carry the load. And get into detail to see the subtle brackets in the serifs. The terminals are elegantly ball-shaped to die for. Bang! It ends straight to the point. Maybe a cigarette afterwards. Bow. Look at it. It's nice and fully rounded. Don't you want to spend your money on that? Could you imagine how you would place it in your design? Intended at 18 point and above, it would stand solid as a rock, but would never scream for any attention and look straight into the eye. The oval pierces right through. Let your vision slide down the neck and see that the tail sways with an almost ball-shaped ending. You just can't ignore it.
Oh yeah.
The capital C has hooks that will catch you and reel you in. And have a look at the spline. You got your eyes on that ass. You could just slide down that ass curve nice and easy. Oh, I could go on for a while, but I guess it's enough for now. Have a look by yourself.
The best typeface ever designed.
Type radio.
A is for Adolphe Jean-Marie Moron. He was creative in many ways. B is for Before, his first and best known typeface. C is for Cassandra, which was his nickname. D is for date of birth. On January 24, 1901, he came. E is for École des Beaux-Arts, where he went to college. F is for France, the country where he got his knowledge. G is for geometrical. The Before was an innovator. Circles, vertical and horizontal lines, that's what H is for. I is for Indian ink, with which he made his first Before design. J is for Job. Cassandra teached from time to time. K is for Kegler. Before was digitalized by this man. L is for lowercase letters. They don't exist. They got a ban. M is for modern. In this time, the Before was very unique. N is for next time. This episode's done, so see you next week.
The best typeface ever designed.
Type radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome at the Late Night Letter Show. Here's your always sharp and crisp host, David Letterman. Thank you. Have you ever heard of the Gotham font? Me neither. But tonight we're going to learn a lot more about him because he's our guest. So, can I hear a big applause? Here is Gotham. Well, Gotham, you look very modern and geometric tonight.
Well, thank you, David. You know I always do my best.
Let's not go there, Gotham. Well, Gotham, everyone can tell that you are quite an eccentric letter. But tell me, who the hell are your style icons?
I get inspired by every big city that I've got a thing for, New York. So, I'm in love with the architectural signatures from the mid-20th century.
Do you feel related to Batman? Because you are both based in New York.
Well, David, I'm based in New York, but I'm more into politics these days.
Yeah, I know. I heard you were the letter of the presidential campaign of Obama.
Well, first they wanted to choose Perpetua, but when they came up with this change idea, they chose me for it. And say yourself, Perpetua isn't changing anything at all.
Oh, you Gotham. I heard you have a pretty big family.
Yeah, I've got about 67 other family members.
Wow, but tell me, are these also family members you don't like that much?
Well, not every family is perfect, but I think mine comes close. Everyone can work well together, and with other types.
That sounds very versatile, Gotham. It was great to have you on our show tonight.
Thanks, it was really nice to be here.
Well, that was it for tonight. Be sure to tune in next time with our new guest. Good night to you all.
The best typeface ever designed.
Type radio.
Conversation between Lucina and her daughter handwriting.
I'm home. How was school today, handwriting? Did you already make your homework?
Not yet, Lucina. But Mom, Sans is also not doing his homework.
Sans was born in 1985 and you in 1991. So Sans is older. You're in the second grade right now. So you have to learn handwriting. Let me hear what you have learned at school today.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, E, T, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
No, just slowly. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, Y, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now it's your turn, again.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Just try to do your best, because you are becoming extinct. You are designed as a handwriting for a reason. Because of the digitalization, you're one of the rarest fonts that is handwritten. The humans want to use you more in the future than one of your twin brothers, Blackletter and Fox.
But where actually did we came from, Mom?
Our family is designed by your grandfathers, Charles Bigelow and Chris Holmes, in the early 80s. Didn't your brothers and sisters tell you that?
No, only that I'm different than anybody else, and that I have certain qualities. I'm a little bit italic, curly, playful, and at some parts I'm stick together. But I'm always regular, not bold or italic like my brother Bright.
You're always special to me, totally not like all the other types.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I'm going to sleep now.
Sleep well, handwriting.
Type radio. Now we're talking.